Well, it's great to see you guys today at day 16 of our prayer and fasting journey, where this week we're focusing on expanding your prayer life. Today I want to talk about an important expansion that we simply don't hear too much about in the evangelical church of our day, and that is expanding your prayer life to include prayer for Israel on at least a weekly basis. Now guys, when I was growing up, I heard messages from pastors and speakers that helped me to know God still had a special plan for the Israelites of our day, or what we called His chosen people. Now, I knew that I was chosen, that Jesus had called me to follow Him and chosen me to belong to Him, and that I was a part of His church. But it wasn't like those of us Gentiles who followed Jesus were the new Israel, kind of like there is no Israel today, the church is Israel. No, I came to understand that I had been grafted into Israel, that I was like a wild olive branch, and I had been grafted into God's natural olive tree, and now could say that I was a part of His chosen people, that I had received all the promises given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through whom the promised Messiah would come and reign on David's throne, and that this had now been fulfilled in Jesus, our Messiah. But see, nothing about God's promises to the natural branches, those who are natural Jews by birth, and none of the promises to Israel had fallen to the ground, and that God had somehow moved on to another plan through the church. Look, the Apostle Paul, who was fully Jewish, and yet who had received Jesus as his Messiah, didn't believe God's promises to Israel had somehow ended or been fulfilled in the church. Read Romans 9, 10, and 11 sometimes. Look at what he said in Romans chapter 10 and verse 1. Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites, or for Israel, is that they may be saved. And he went on to say that he could wish that he himself would go to hell if it meant that all the Israelites would be saved. And he went on to assure us that all of Israel will one day recognize their Messiah and will be saved. But in the meantime, we're to pray for them. We're to pray for Israel. And what are we to pray? Well, we're to pray for the Israelites to recognize their true Messiah in Jesus Christ. See, today, many natural Jews yet call Jesus the cursed one. But there is an awakening going on in Israel today. You know, when Israel became a nation again in 1948, there were only a handful of believers in the land. Today, there are at least 40,000 and probably many more than we have knowledge of. But the Bible assures us that in the last days, there is going to be a mass turning to the Lord from the Israelites. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10 says that there is coming a day when they, the natural Israelites, will look on the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as for an only child. This will be a mourning of repentance as they recognize their Messiah. So we're to pray that this veil over their hearts and their minds will be lifted so that they will recognize the true Messiah, and that we will see a mass influx of believers in Israel coming to faith in Jesus. And then pray as well that the satanic forces of anti-Semitism, hatred for Jews, will be bound, and that every scheme from the enemies of Israel will be thwarted. Pray for Israel to once again become a light to the nations, that many nations will turn to Christ when they recognize that the God of Israel is the one true God. Pray that the United States will always remain loyal to Israel, recognizing that God still means what He promised when He said, whoever blesses you, that is Israel, I will bless, and whoever curses you, I will curse. I would just ask you, do you want the blessing of God on your life? The best way to get it is to bless what God has blessed, and that includes blessing Israel. Psalm 122 and verse 6 tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. If you want to expand your prayer life and receive God's blessing, just pray for Israel, the people of Israel, bless them in Jesus' name, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Why? Because God still has a plan for physical and natural Israel. when Jesus returns to set up his 1,000-year reign, what we call his millennial kingdom. Guys, he's not coming to Washington, D.C. to set it up. No, where is he going to come to? Well, the Bible tells us he will land on the Mount of Olives. He will go through the eastern gate of the city of Jerusalem, and he will set up his throne on the Temple Mount. He will rule from Jerusalem. And those of us who are raised up with him will return with him and will reign with him. Where are we going to reign from? We're going to reign from Jerusalem. So here's what I want you to know. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're a follower of Jesus, the true Messiah, then listen to me. Israel is your people. It's who you are. You've been grafted into God's olive tree. Israel is your people. Not only that, but Israel is your home. You're going to spend a lot of time there when Jesus returns and you are raised up and you return with him. Israel is your people, Israel is your home, and so Israel should occupy your heart. And one of the ways you can make this a practical reality is to pray not just for the nation, but for our partners there. Pray for Tony and Orna and the Hamayan congregation. And guys, you can take part in prayer for Israel on Thursdays with the team at Northwoods. You know, if you're interested in taking part in that prayer time, check out the information on your screen and make that like a weekly reality in your life. And then you can pray for our other partners in the land. Pray for Nihad and Sawa in Bethlehem. Pray for Seeds of Hope in Jericho. Pray that no political divisions would keep them from praying God's blessing over Israel and that it will lead to salvation for the Palestinians and other Arabs or Muslims in the land. But guys, pray. And pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for awakening in Israel and for the blessing of God on your life as you bless Israel. I hope you'll make that an expansion to your prayer life and that God will bless you as you do. Thanks, guys, for joining us today. We'll see you back here tomorrow.